Well, that's the Terminator the theme song from the movie Terminator from 1984, a particularly appropriate year for some thoughts today on censorship in a monster society, introducing us here to another episode of Conservative Casual Friday, a weekly Block Talk radio show with your show host, Andrew Herod, where we'd like to examine important events of the day for conservatives and others. And today we're in a 1984 state of mind, appropriate for such Terminator music, because I want to discuss how I was recently banned, suspended from Twitter for a tweet I sent out recently on March 21st involving Rachel Levine, President Biden's Assistant Secretary of Health, a man who identifies as a woman, is therefore, as they say today, transgendered. The tweet that I've posted on the slideshow shows how I state that Rachel Levine is a man. This followed the Twitter suspension of the Babylon Bee account, the account of the Babylon Bee, a Christian satire publication, which had a awarded Rachel Levine, made him the Babylon Bee's Man of the Year, following USA Today, including Rachel Levine among the Women of the Year for USA Today of 2022. The Babylon Bee, of course, satirizing the whole idea that such a man could ever be a Woman of the Year, irrespective of Levine's identification as a woman, his gender dysphoria. So following on that, the Babylon Bee, they had their Twitter suspended their account demanded that Twitter delete that the Babylon Bee delete this tweet, tweeting out the story about how the Babylon Bee had made Levine into the Man of the Year for the Babylon Bee, something which the Babylon Bee has so far refused to do. Excuse me. Similarly, in my case, I tweeted out the simple statement that Rachel Levine is a man, and thereby received a couple of days later. The tweet was attracting some attention on Twitter, and afterwards I received a notice from Twitter that I was locked out of my account, suspended from my account for 12 hours, and that I could only return to my account if I also similarly deleted the tweet. Unlike the Babylon Bee, which took a stand on principle, I rightly support, I need Twitter for various reasons, for work and so forth, to follow going on in the world. I deleted it, although I screenshotted the tweet and then later retweeted the screenshot, noting Twitter's rules on so-called hate speech, as they define it, that you can see in the screenshot that I tweeted out. So I sort of, I guess you might say, deleted and then reposted the statement and the tweet along with the Twitter rules calling out this supposed violation. Well, this brings up a lot of issues I think important to discuss here. I guess it's a new experience for me finding out just exactly how Twitter rules operate going through this whole suspension process that you – I don't know if any of you out there among the listeners have ever gone through this, but they suspend you for 12 hours and you have a countdown then. And then usually, as in the case of the Babylon Bee and in my case, you have to delete whatever they cite as the offending tweet, and then delete that from your Twitter account, and then you can go back on, and they warn you, they can suspend you again, or even permanently block you from use of Twitter if any such future bad behavior occurs. They give you a link to various Twitter rules, and they note the, in my case, they noted the rules against hate speech, and in this case, because I had in their eyes had offended a person because I refused to call Rachel Levine a woman. I refused to go along with his gender dysphoria, his delusion that he's a woman when, of course, he's not. He's a man. He remains a man no matter what sort of feelings he has about himself. And then you can get back your account. So interesting experience for me. As others have noted, this such incidents show how truth is now the new hate speech on Twitter and elsewhere. I and others have also tweeted out other things saying, for example, that Leah Thomas is a man, this individual, this male swimmer who also similarly has gender dysphoria, identifies as a woman, and now has been winning then all of these women's swimming championship meets at the college level precisely because his male body can, of course, has such biological advantages over females in terms of strength and endurance that he's just beating all these women. There's just really no way that they can compete with him. He was a rather mediocre male swimmer, but now he's just winning championships against all of these women because there are, of course, enormous physical differences between male and female bodies. And so it's really not fair for men to compete against women in athletic competitions. I guess one thought that occurs to me is that this shows how we really need more regulation in big tech and beyond to make sure that such standards about biological sex, such truth about biological sex cannot be suppressed, cannot be censored. People cannot be punished for simply stating the obvious truth. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, I think, made an important effort in this respect by issuing a proclamation that Florida would recognize, his administration would recognize Emma Wyant, the Florida-born female swimmer who took second place behind Leah Thomas in this recent collegiate swimming championship as the true champion. So I think we need more action like that from our officials to just stop going along with this madness, stop appeasing it, and stand up for this. I think ultimately we're going to need legislation under, say, the Commerce Clause regulating big tech, saying that a person cannot be punished simply because they state this basic fact. Otherwise, the woke brigades are going to come after you. If they can do it to me, they can do it to anyone else. So you could face suspension from, say, social media, or even worse. Indeed, there are various laws in like places like New York mandating that you use people's preferred pronouns and so forth, so that you can lose your job. Or there have been school teachers who've been suspended because they refuse to use the preferred pronouns of individuals who have this gender dysphoria and they want to identify as the opposite sex. And individuals have refused to go along with this delusion, to go along with this lie. In particular, in the case of Levin, it's important to note, I mean, he most manifestly is a man. He did indeed father two daughters. He was married to his wife for about 25 years, if I'm correct in noting that, and then divorced when he started coming out, as it were, presenting himself as a female. I think many people who look at the photos of Rachel Levine, who's born Richard Levine, they, of course, see a man, that Levine does not, as the saying goes, pass as a woman. Yeah. And indeed, no man can really do that. Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, are simply remain men. The bone structure, the skeletal structure, the muscle structure of males is just irreducibly male, and no matter how much plastic surgery, no matter how much mutilation of the body you undergo, you cannot change that basic fact. I mean, you're always going to ultimately look like your sex, like a man or like a female. There's really nothing that can undo that. I don't think anyone who looks closely at Levine for any period of time would ever consider this person female. It's pretty obvious if you give more than a passing glance to someone like Rachel Levine that you're clearly dealing with a man here. But this is all apparently part of President Joe Biden's return to normalcy. He appointed Rachel Levine as his Assistant Secretary of Health, and as such, Levine became a four-star admiral in the Navy, a health officer in the Navy, and of course, all the LGBT lobbies cheered this on. I think it's a wonder why did Biden appoint this person to such a high post. As far as I can tell, Levine is not particularly distinguished as a doctor. I mean, as his role as a public health officer for his state of Pennsylvania, who was known during the COVID-19 crisis, that it was precisely he who made decisions to take older people suffering from COVID-19 and take them out of hospitals because people were worried about a lack of hospital beds, and put them into nursing homes, which then, of course, just exposed all these people in nursing homes to precisely these people who are vulnerable to COVID-19, the target group for the virus, then were exposed to it. And you just had, rampage of the virus throughout nursing homes. So I'm not really sure what great expertise this particular individual have. Why would anyone want to appoint him as Assistant Secretary of Health? It seems to me kind of a woke virtuing signal that we want to have a transgendered person in such high office to signal to the country at large that we're supporting this agenda. We're now going along with this idea that a man can become a woman, and we want to have a national symbol. Similarly, Biden has appointed this individual, Sam Brinton, to a Nuclear Regulatory Commission. He's an individual who likes to engage in so-called puppy play as a homosexual and dress up as a dog and have sex with his various lovers, and he cross-dresses and engages in all sorts of goes out in all sorts of outrageous outfits to various dinners and official functions and so forth. So this doesn't sound like much normalcy to me. I guess I miss Donald Trump's mean tweets if this is what we're going to get instead. You can see the tweet I've listed in the show and also on Twitter. You can follow me and see the tweeted out tweet. This is sort of the madness that we're coming to it in modern America. This, we all have to agree to this newspeak, this Orwellian, go along with this Orwellian thought police with Big Brother in big tech and in big business and in the government, our elites who are telling us the new think that we all have to have and go along with. It's really, people are going to have to stand up this in the coming days and years and think of ways to fight back. Otherwise it's just going to be more insanity. So I'll leave you with that brief thought for today. The various guests I was trying to get for various shows to come on, this week we're not able to make it, although we have a busy time around the world with events going on in Ukraine, the Russian invasion, and a new nuclear deal with Iran, and Supreme Court confirmation process, and uproar about issues in education. But we'll get back again next Friday with another guest, so I hope you'll tune in then. And for now, this has been your show host, Andrew Harrod, from Conservative Casual Friday, leaving you with these thoughts from his own personal experience, and I hope to talk to you next week. So tune in then. Thank you very much.